Welcome, everyone, to the Crystal Starnes Show with your host, Crystal Starnes. Tonight, we have a special guest that's coming on our show, and his name is Dennis Mallon. Dennis is born and raised in New Jersey, and he is an actor and a producer for over 25 years. Mm-hmm. So let's welcome Dennis to the show. Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Hi, Crystal. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. I really appreciate it. I know we've been talking for a while, and I'm glad we're finally here. So,
right. Thank you. Yeah, same here. Oh, you're welcome. So I guess let's just start off by maybe telling the audience about who you are and your background.
Sure. Well, I was born in Newark, New Jersey, raised in Kearney, New Jersey, soccer town, USA. And I was fortunate enough, my being a straight C student all the way from birth, Crystal, worked hard for my C's. I went to high school with a few World Cup soccer players and a few Olympians. So as middle class as Kearney, Hudson County was, we pumped out a bunch of scholars, we pumped out a bunch of professional athletes. And it's interesting because I kind of look at it, I look back and I still get together with a bunch of high school guys and gals every now and again, because I live in Florida. And where does everybody come right now? Everyone's coming to Florida. But it's fun because we kind of reminisce. And this one friend of mine thinks I was a really smart guy back in the day. I wasn't a smart guy. I was definitely middle of the road. And of 300 people that graduated, I must have been 290. I wasn't that bad, but I was definitely kind of, you know, up towards, you know, the 300. But I just had fun. I was just a happy-go-lucky type of guy. I'm not even gonna say mid-level athlete. I just enjoyed playing sports, hockey. I was on the rowing team and really just kind of went from there. Got out, went to culinary school, got a degree, got out, went to Rutgers, got out. I attended a little bit up at NYU when I was in the city. And I was just fortunate enough, you know, opportunity strikes, right? You've got to be lucky. What's luck? It's when opportunity meets preparedness. I was a young technology executive, 23 years old, and then I became a 25-year-old chief executive officer. And during the interim, I don't know if I got it from my mother or my father. I've always been the entrepreneur. I've always had multiple streams of revenue. So as I have a good full-time gig, you know, working 24/7, I was able to carve out more time. It's a New York minute, right? So New York minute's like 20 seconds of that, and start acting. So when I became CEO of this company, I had time in my hands. Now it's my responsibility to grow the company, but I had so much free time, unbeknownst to me. And I just got into the acting gig. A good friend of mine and mentor, Jim Demonic, met him. We're both Freemasons. Met him in the fraternity. He used to teach at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and Sciences. He used to teach voice, and then he became dean. Well, he's my mentor. So imagine a straight C student, okay, going to Oxford and studying with a dean from Oxford. If you look at Jim, he looks like Robert Baratheon from the Game of Thrones. And I love him dearly. And he should have been cast in that show. But he's been my guy, and he's been in my corner for, it's 27 years now. Next May will be 28. And I'm just having fun. I've done from stage. I've done everything across the board. I'm just really having a lot of fun right now. So October has been a good month. I've had two movies come out. Last week at a film festival down here in Orlando, I had my first black and white, my first noir film come out, and that was Dahlia. And I kind of channeled like a Humphrey Bogart type of character. And I really don't watch my work. I'm very hypercritical on who I am and what I do. And I really don't watch my work. Well, I watched it and I was blown away. And that was done by Stephanie and Robbie Hawks. And I'm really excited about them. And it was just two actors. It was me and Andrew G. Johnson. And we just totally had a good time. We totally had fun.
That's awesome.
So, thank you.
So that was a black and white film.
Can I call you back? I'm in the middle of a podcast. Bye. Sorry.
No, that's okay. So that was a black and white film.
Yes.
That's awesome. I didn't realize that they still do those.
Robbie, and I'm sorry about that. Robbie wanted to bring that genre, and that was his dream. And it was a horror. It was a thriller. I found myself driving a 1956 car.
Aww.
Okay. I found myself wearing a hat that, again, I'm channeling. When I read the script, I love the script. I'm channeling Humphrey Bogart, and I'm a method actor. So when I break down a script, I do a lot of work. First off, every script that I have a chance to read, I'll read it a dozen times because I want to know how my part affects the entire arc, affects every character in the entire arc. Then I'll break down my character, and I break it down in nausea. It's hysterical the way I break down the character, because I'll sit down with the writer and I'll say, well, you know, Johnny Smith, he's an alcoholic. He's divorced twice. He's this, he's that. He's a Korean War veteran. And I'll just go back and forth, and the writer's going like this, like this. I'm like, have I missed anything? No, you pretty much got it. He's pretty much a loser. So it's funny. Last night, I'm up at the Downtown Orlando Film Festival, and I had Great People come out. Great People is a feature film. I had the lead role in it with a lot of my friends. And I'm just, again, I don't watch my work. I was up there. I was part of a Q&A panel. So I had to make an appearance. I had a show. Well, I loved it. And the way Great People happened, I was the last person to be cast. So I literally got a call from Romello Blade, writer, director, producer, the night before principal filming. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he calls me up. He goes, Dennis Mallon, yeah, like to offer you a role, like to offer you a lead role. We're paying X. Great. Email me the script. Terrific. I need you on set tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Wow.
Now, we were joking about it last night because I never had a chance to read the entire script. So I just told you my process. Now we're short circuiting and breaking my process. And, you know, when opportunity comes, you've got one of two choices. You can pass, or you can think that you're baptized by fire and you can jump at it. I'm so glad I jumped at it because we made movie magic. We really did. And Romello, he's such a great writer. I called him the Mel Brooks of our era, because it's funny, because whatever social things that shouldn't be discussed, well, he touches on in his script. He touched on it. And everything that's sacrilegious, we kind of went over, and he made it so funny and so lighthearted. So he says he's working on Great People too, which I'm really excited about. And it's like anything else. If you look at my IMDb, Crystal, I've done a lot, and I've got a lot in pre-production, a lot of features. And I look at it from many perspectives. There's got to be somebody of influence that's watching our stuff, without a doubt. I mean, how can you have over 2 million views on Amazon Prime with Unlawful Duties and not something going on? But I have a big sphere of influence and a kind of a big network. And I have a few friends in LA, and they're like, yeah, people know you out here, Dennis. People know your name. People know who you are. They watch your work. So, you know, we were talking earlier regarding social media. You just never know who's watching. You never know who's paying attention. You know, so you have a responsibility to do the best you can with every production you're on, whether it be a commercial, whether it be a short indie film, whether it be a feature film like Great People. So, but I'm really having fun. We're having a good run. So
that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's great, everything you're doing, and
appreciate that.
So like what's the gray that you said about the gray film? What's great it people. About?
Great people. So Great People is it's about the people from Greiki, the country of Greiki, and how they immigrate to this country. And they immigrate to this country, and they're welcomed as the next race, and they're looked down upon as the next race that comes in. Like, I'm Irish, Italian, Brazilian. Okay. The Irish were looked down upon when they came in. The Italians were looked down upon. La, 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 la. Every ethnicity had whatever they had. Okay. So now we've got the Greikies. We got the Greinies, people that are coming in, of course, made up, right?
Right.
And it kind of shows how different ethnicities, different cultures, different races now look down upon another culture, another race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're coming in now. They're the second-class citizens. Okay, the people that were perceived as second-class citizens now turn their nose up at them. So it's interesting. A lot of cultural what's the word I'm looking for? A lot of cultural issues are brought in, mm-hmm. you know, and they touch on it with different things in this movie. Now, my character's name is Madoff. So I'll let that go with the imagination, but it is interesting. I work for a company called Goldstein Enterprises. My good friend, Don Larson, was Bernie Goldstein in the movie. I worked with Don about a dozen times, so I was very comfortable kind of stepping into a role with someone I've worked with. But it kind of goes through the lives of Madoff, of Goldstein, of Janice, Maddie Gerard, our secretary. It goes through the gray people, you know, Big Huffa, just different things like that. And our two leads, they're just hysterical. They're, you know, one black guy, one white guy, and they can't find an opportunity. So they want to infiltrate this opportunity that it's not available to them. They need to portray something else to be available with this opportunity. So I think I gave enough away, but it is hysterical. I know Romello is working on a theatrical release right now, and he's working on a distribution plan. So I'm just excited. I'll let you know if it comes out. Yeah, I just, you know, it's exciting. You know, I love what I do. I really do. I've got a passion behind it, and I rarely say no to different projects, you know? So the more you keep pushing the ball forward, and, you know, it's like anything else. As an actor, I am an entrepreneur. I don't punch a clock. I don't get a weekly check. I need to move the ball forward every day. And there's a responsibility behind that. There's a responsibility, of course, to, you know, me and mine, but also to the people I'm working for. And I take that to heart. I really do. If people today are going to go out and spend their hard-earned money to watch me do what I do what I'm blessed to do, well, it's my responsibility to give them the best and to put the best out there 24/7. And that's, I feel that responsibility, and I take that responsibility because the producers expect it, your fellow actors respect it, and, you know, so does the crew. So it's pretty interesting when you're blessed to do something, you've got to feel the weight of it, and you've got to treat it like a business. It's show business, not show friends overall.
Right. Well, you're definitely a hard worker, and one of the things, I guess you could tell the viewers is like, what keeps you going? Like, what motivates you? Maybe tell them like what you do to help motivate yourself.
Sure. Well, you know, I have a lot of great mentors. Ed Milet, by far one of the greatest mentors in the world. I've known him for 20 plus years. I knew him from a financial services firm, and I've seen him, I would see him twice, three, four times a year on stage. Well, now I'm fortunate enough to have him as a mentor, and I read his books. I follow his podcast, and I've learned early on from him and other mentors that I have that habits and routines really serve you, because we can wake up and we have to make an immediate decision right then and there. You open your eyes and you can be a victim or you can be a victor. Choose. Okay, human nature is human nature. Unfortunately, human nature goes generally negative. You need to manage, you know, what's between your noggin, and you need to get focused. Well, how do I do that? I wake up and I meditate. Wake up after meditation, I take a cold shower. Cold shower, depending on what you read and what you follow, not only wakes you up, it's better than caffeine, but it has psychological and physiological effects on the body. Lowers the blood pressure. Now, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. I just read these things and I put them in my practice for 20 plus years. Inflammation. I train a lot. So my shoulders are sore, my neck, my back, and the cold water keeps that down. Lowers your blood pressure, like I said. And then I read my goals and affirmations. And then I do my oatmeal. I'm pretty systematic. I have my oatmeal and then I'm off to the gym. So, you know, and my goals are so big, Crystal, they scare me. They scare me. They have to. You have to wake up in the morning knowing that if it's not going to happen, that it's up to me, that if I don't make it happen, it's not going to happen. that I can't sit around and wait for the bus to come by, because the bus ain't coming by. Or I can't wait for someone to come by and motivate me. Who's going to motivate the motivator? I've got to be motivating the motivator, me. And the bottom line, I need to take care of my instrument. I need to take care of myself. So, you know, I know my age, you know my age. My age range acting is 35 to 55. Now, and I get everything in between. And I play the athletic roles. I like the drama, the horror roles. I play the lover, you know, and the rom-cons. I play everything across the board. So it leads to the versatility. And I want to make sure that when the phone rings and it's a role, that I'm ready for it, you know, whatever you need. So there is a lot of work that goes behind it. It's not just you show up. I did a commercial down here where I am in Florida. I tried doing a commercial for a local brewery. Now they have no experience doing stuff like that. A 30-second commercial takes 3-4 days to do. Well, we had a window of opportunity. We had 12 hours to do the entire thing. So you need to jam, you need to be organized, you need to make things happen quick. So
that's awesome. Yeah, you're such an inspiration, because
I appreciate that.
Stay on your routine, and you, like, by you talking about that, that may inspire someone else out there that, you know, maybe sure. And everything. So I think it's great what you're sure. doing.
And it's stuff that I've copied from people I admire, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you, hey, 365, 28/7. No, I've, you know, I'm sore, you know, I get sick, you know, I do whatever, you know, but it's a matter of working hard to staying on those routines. Because when I'm on set, you know, I might have a 5 o'clock in the morning call time. I might have an 8 p.m. call time that's going to go through the night. You know, you're a little off balance. But if you know yourself enough, you know what you need to do to get yourself rebalanced, rehydrated. I might have to stay in bed for 12 hours, okay? Because the body needs what it needs. And when you get to a point where you can read your body, you're not going to push it to a point where you're going to hurt yourself. And you understand that, knowing fitness.
Yeah.
You know, so business is my sport. Acting is my sport. Acting is my game. People call me the hardest working actor in Florida. It's not my own moniker. That's what people call me, which I appreciate. And, you know, what I do, I just put my head down and grind. I just really do. If I'm not on set, I'm doing podcasts, obviously. And this is part of business as far as I'm concerned. Because I know you have a lot of beautiful listeners and viewers and stuff like that. And it's a privilege to get my ugly nose out there and get kind of my message out there. And I appreciate that. But I'm either answering phone calls, sending emails, doing auditions. It's just like if we were partners and we were a widget maker, what's a widget? It doesn't matter. We're moving our business forward every day because we know our families rely on what we do. And if we don't do it, nothing's going to happen.
All right. Well, I think it's awesome. Everything that you're doing. And is there any other movies that you're working on that you're able to talk about
for the future? I have a ton of stuff. I have a ton of stuff in pre-production. Natalie Perry, great actress, great manager, part of my management team. She personally has about 100 projects in pre-production. I'm on about, I think I've got 20 different projects in pre-production. 2023 is already booking up pretty solid. I'm going to be in Dallas in the month of December. I'm kind of looking to the side, so I've got my board. I'm a visual guy. I write it all down. I'm going to be in Dallas, doing a movie, doing a feature. I'm going to be in Orlando, doing another feature in January. I'm scheduled to be in the country of Turkey late next year, late probably September, October, November, doing a feature. So it's interesting. You know, I get a phone call from Natalie and she's like, do you have any trouble with turkey? Nah, I eat it once a year. I prefer the dark meat, you know, some leftovers. She's like, no, funny man, the country of Turkey. No, why would I have I got no problem with politics. I don't get into politics. I don't send me a ticket, send me a contract. I'm on my way. So you need to be open and you need to be ready to go. And I'm relatively unencumbered, so I can fly and go anywhere that's needed.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And if you want to give out your contact information right now, you can do that.
Sure. Well, you know, I'm Dennis Mallon, M-A-L-L-E-N. I'm the only Dennis Mallon that's on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My son is Dennis III, but he's got a very small and really for a 20-year-old doesn't push anything on social media. I look at social media as a great way to market and a great way to get my message out there and really just to share with my friends. I don't want fans, Crystal. I don't want fans. I want friends. I want people that want to join us on this journey and people that want to be with us every step of the way. People we can share with what we're going on. And just like my mentors and friends, if anybody can benefit from a nugget that we're sharing tonight, or, you know, if I can help anybody with anything, please reach out and find me. I'm pretty easy to find. You see my big nose on all the social media platforms, and I'll be more than happy. I do coach. I coach a few newer actors, and I don't get into their acting technique per se. I help them position themselves and teach them about the business, you know, which a lot of people don't teach. They'll teach this method, that method. I've taken two acting courses in my entire 27-year career, and they were both back in the day, and they're very basic courses. The best course, the best class you can ever take is being on set. Being on set as a production assistant, as an extra, as anything you can do, keep your mouth shut, your ears open, your eyes open, and you're going to learn a lot. But, and that's what I do. I just have so much fun, you know, with the enthusiasm of new people, with the enthusiasm of working with newer actors and a whole new cast and crew. And let's face it, givers get, you know, I was saying it last night on a Q&A panel. I always say, trust the process, but unless you're in it, you're like, what does that even mean? It means that I'm going to give you, if you and I are doing a scene together, I'm going to give you so much energy. Okay. And you're going to give it back to me because I'm going to pull you up and we're going to pull each other up and we're going to have such a great scene because A, we've built immediate rapport. We trust each other and we're so energetic. We're going to make magic. And that's what I really aspire to do every time I'm on set. And so far, so good.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Wow. I wish you all the best, and I think you're doing wonderful things, and I can't wait to see some of the movies.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I'm definitely going to watch some of them, so just let me know like when they're out, and I'll, you know, watch.
Without a doubt. Like I said, Romello is working on a distribution plan for Great People, mm-hmm. and he's already writing Great People too. So, you know, he knows what's going on behind the scenes, you know?
Right.
But
thank you again. And thank you everyone out there for watching the show today. And a big thank you to Jesse, who runs Just TV. So happy to have the show on your network. And until next time, take care, everyone.
Thanks, Crystal. Thank you.
Bye.